Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Mystery County Monster Hunters Club, where we use dice to tell a story of something happening completely tangential to the main plot of our story. I'm Tyler Samples, your keeper of monsters and mysteries. Let's meet our players.
Hi, everybody. I'm Rashawn, and I'm excited to play this new game.
Oh, hi, everybody. I'm Erin Rain, and I'm also excited to play this new game.
I'm Claire Linick, and you won't believe it, I'm excited to play this new game.
And I'm Alan Linick. I could take it or leave it.
Okay, classic. So we wrapped up our last season, and we're sort of in the intervening time where I am devising ideas for what comes next. So in the space in between those things, I thought it might be fun for us to do something slightly different. So I created a little game based on the game Lasers and Feelings, and I'm calling this game Public Access Television. So what we're going to do is we're going to play a game that takes place in the Haverford Public Access Television Station here in Mystery County. So the way that this game works is as follows. We're going to do some studio prep, and then we're just going to play through a taping of a standard episode. And I'll just read the blurb that I wrote up here, which is, it's a typical day of taping at your public access television show. It's chaotic, understaffed, clutched together, and barely holding on. All right, so let's get into it. The way that this works is everybody is going to pick a role. I have sent out the sheet so you guys can look at it, so feel free to follow along. I'm going to read out the things in it, but I understand that sometimes it's difficult to hold seven or eight things in your head at once, so I welcome you to read through as well. So the roles are as follows, and everybody pick one. So once somebody has taken it, it's off the table. So I guess I'll go down the list here. So Rashawn, the role options are talent, camera operator, director, boom operator, producer, segment guest, station manager, or production assistant. Which are you?
I'm going to pick camera operator.
Wonderful. I love it. I'll just do you first through, and then we'll go through the rest. So now you're going to pick your desire, what you want to do. And the options are, you want to make it big, retire early, get revenge, change lives, expose the truth, prove myself, or get college credit.
I'm going to get revenge.
Ooh, I love it. And then now we pick your call sheet, which is just a number between 2 and 5.
Three.
Great, 3. So that will dictate your skills, which I'll explain in a second. And then what is your character name?
My character's name is Strawberry Jones.
So Strawberry Jones, the camera operator out for revenge. I love it. Let's move to Erin. We'll go to the same. What role are you selecting?
Production assistant.
And what do you want to do?
I want to prove myself.
Oh, okay. And what's your call sheet?
5.
5. Okay. Wow. Yeah. Okay, great. So that means you're much better at public access than you are at television. And we'll explain what that means later. So, and what's your character name?
Genesis.
Genesis. I love it. Let's see. Claire, you're up next. What role would you like to take?
I want to be talent. I would like to be a weatherman.
Great. I'm gonna suggest hold off on picking what type of talent
just
you are.
Just talent.
Yeah, talent. Great. And what do you want to do?
Retire early.
And what's your call sheet number?
3.
Great. 3. I love it. Oh, and what's your name, Claire?
Rob Ball.
So Rob Ball, you're the talent of this show. You want to retire early, and you have a 3 on your call sheet. Brings us to Alan. Alan, what is your role?
Yeah, you know I'm going to operate that boom.
Hell yeah. Okay, you're the boom operator. And what do you want to do?
I want to destroy this station.
Holy
guacamole. Now, that's interesting. That's not one of the options that is presented to you. So
okay, that's fair, yeah.
I will allow it, but I will also be like, way to immediately break the game that I
presented to you. I want to get college credit.
College credit. Well, that's very different.
See? Yeah, they feel similar to me, so
is
I'm just going to...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And... honestly, I put that one in because I thought for sure that was the one that you would pick. So Strawberry Jones is the camera operator, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And you want revenge.
Correct.
And Rob Ball is the talent who wants to retire early. And Genesis is the production assistant who wants to prove herself or themselves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then...
Her.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
So, Alan, you are the boom operator, and you are looking to get college credit.
I need to get those credits, man.
And what is
this is my seventh year of school.
Jesus.
What is your call sheet number?
One.
Alan, it's two through five.
Two to five.
Hold the sheet. This man is not holding the sheet, and it needs to be known. Someone's got to read it.
Wow.
All right. I'll be number two.
Okay. You have a two. And... it's like, what's funny is not only do you not have a sheet in front of you, which is totally fine, but also that you just didn't listen to me when I read things off or decided that was elective as well.
You know, prove it.
We can. We literally roll the tapes.
Alan, what
is... This is a housewife show. We showed 2 minutes ago where Tyler read everything.
Bravo, 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 bravo.
Alan, what is your character name?
My name is going to be Thackeray... Williams.
Now we weirdly did take that from the sheet.
Yeah. So Thackeray Williams is the boom operator who wants college credit.
I have a question.
Yes.
Can we make this game and player sheet available to our Patreon members?
It absolutely is going to be. That's okay, my intention the whole time.
Hooray.
So if you're a member of Patreon, you can check after this episode has released and you will see the one sheet game available for you there. Check
that
it out.
That wasn't even planned where we live together. It just worked
out. That was just... That's the whole reason why we live together, because we're so in sync.
Yeah.
So, love in sync.
Love that band.
Here is how this game works, gang. If you have a high number, it means you're better at public access. If you have a low number, it means you're better at television. If you have an intervening number, you're just sort of good at both or bad at both, depending. So the way that this is going to work is anytime you are being authentic, enthusiastic, or curious, essentially a very good-natured amateur, you are going to use the skill public access, which is determined by you're going to be rolling dice, and if you roll less than your call sheet number, then you succeed at a public access roll. Anytime you're being professional, technical, or impressive, slick, anything like that, then you're using your television skill. And that was determined by a successful roll that is greater than the call sheet. So anytime you roll for my threes out there, anytime you roll above a three, you have succeeded at television, if that's the skill that I set out for you. If you roll a number that is equal to your call sheet number, then you have succeeded at doing public access television. And what that means is you A, treat the roll as a success, and B, you will get a programming note. And what you can use programming notes to do is at any time you can spend a programming note to either erase the last 7 seconds of tape that you guys have recorded. You can declare that you have an item on hand as approved by me, or you can ask me or another player a question and get a completely honest answer.
Ooh.
Cool.
Nice.
Let me see through here. Rashawn, in terms of revenge, are you trying to get revenge on one of the characters already present? You don't have to say, but if you have an idea that you want to be working towards, I just want to be working towards it with you.
Yes, I do have an idea. There's a person on set today that in the past has made me look foolish, and I will make them look foolish today.
I cannot wait. Okay, so the way that the game works is anytime you attempt to do something that is not guaranteed, so anything above tying your shoes, essentially, you're going to roll 1d6. And if you can incorporate your role into that, if you can incorporate being a camera operator into the thing you're attempting to do, like even so, for example, if you're like, I want to go schmooze up my boss, that would be a public, well, depending on how you're doing it, that would either be a public access role or a television role. If you're trying to be enthusiastic to them or if you're trying to impress them, it would determine if it's public access or television. So you go up to do that. If you're trying to schmooze up your boss using your camera operator abilities in some form or fashion, you get to add a second D6 to your role. And if it engages your want, so if Strawberry Jones goes to schmooze up her boss using her camera operator skills to help her get revenge, then she gets a third D6. And what you do is compare the successes on those roles against your call sheet number. And if none of the dice succeed, then things get worse. If one succeeds, you squeak by, but there is going to be a complication or a cost. If you get two successes, you nail it. And if you get three, not only do you do what you set out to do, but you also get something extra. I'm explaining this. It will make more sense as we play.
I believe you.
Thank you. The final thing being, if you want to help somebody else do something, like they are about to do a role, you can say how you're going to help, and then you will make a role using one of those two skills. If you succeed, they get an extra D6. So you're just rolling D6s. Bear with me, and we'll go through it. Now, here we get into the main thing. Do you guys want to randomly generate what type of show you're making, or do you want to pick one from the list?
Random.
Random.
Okay.
Random.
Alan, will you roll a D6 for me?
Oh, God. I've been waiting to do this all day.
I can feel it.
I rolled a 4.
A 4? You guys are a horror host show. So like,
oh, yes.
Like a Sven Gulli show. You guys play old-timey horror movies and just do schlocky horror bits around them.
You could still be the weatherman, though.
We're like Elvira.
For sure.
Yeah, you're like Elvira.
That's awesome.
Or the Crypt Keeper.
So yeah. Here's an important question. So Rob Ball, are you the lead talent? Are you the host? Or are you a side talent?
I'm a side talent.
Okay, and you're the weatherman?
Yeah, and like, if Andy Richter was the weatherman also, you kind of know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
sidekick.
Yeah.
I assume there's no more questions.
No, I have none. That makes total sense to me. You're the sidekick. What is the name of this show? So this is a horror show that you guys all tape and work on together.
And this is in Mystery County, right? Or in Haverford?
This is in Haverford, Mystery County.
Lights. Craw. Oh, damn it.
The Art of the Craw.
Horrorford. Yeah.
Wait, what was that?
Horrorford.
I like
I think Horrorford is right.
Oh, I like Ford that pretty great. Good. Yeah, that's yeah. Neat.
Okay, so your show is called Horrorford. The horror show based out of the Haverford public access station. Okay.
And can we set that every like episode opens with a slow scrawl of the word Horrorford and then this very scary laugh?
Yes, absolutely. That I demand that that takes place. So, in addition to that, then actually that segues so nicely, Alan. It's almost like you read
yeah,
the sheet.
But we all know I didn't.
So, what you guys are going to do now is just tell me very loosely what you the crew have planned for today's episode. So that means there's 5 segments to it. There's the opening, there's segment 1, 2, and 3, and the closing segment. So after the opening credits with the spooky laugh, what is the opening like segment/bit that you guys had planned for today's episode?
How to scare your neighbors on a budget.
I love
it.
Yes. Oh, scary pranks. Yeah.
Scary pranks that won't break the banks.
Oh, yes.
Scary pranks that won't break the banks.
Endorsed by Tom Hanks.
For segment 1, then, after the opening, what was your next segment going to be?
Like a how to, like, get out of a... What are those, like, nets called that you step on them and they, like...
Oh, yeah.
A snare?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, how to get out of a snare.
Okay, great. So, and really, like, I think opening and closing might be like how you guys think of that more in terms of like in a late night show, that'd be a monologue, or Mr. Rogers, it's, you know, taking your shoes off and greeting people. It's like what you do kind of every episode.
Rob Ball takes his shoes off.
Yep.
That's the whole segment.
The whole
and
place.
It's scary.
Yeah.
His toenails are crazy long.
I love it. So the opening is after the spooky laugh, the sidekick of Rob Ball comes in and takes his shoes off and presumably gives the weather report.
Absolutely.
Get weather at the top of the show.
So Rob Ball's weather report. Then you presumably you start the movie, and then when you come back out of the movie, you go into these segments. So you have segment one being scary pranks that won't break the banks. Segment two is how to get out of a snare. What is segment three of this horror movie late night TV show?
Gooch versus Gunch, spot the difference.
Yes.
Great. And then how do you close out the horror-ford every episode?
Tap dance.
Great. What's the name of the host?
Scary Gary.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Yep.
And so Scary Gary, what is his shtick? Is there like, for my benefit, is there a person that he sounds like, or a thing that he does, like a shtick that he has of any kind, anything like that?
He has no nose, so it's just smooth right in the middle of his face.
Yeah, okay. And like he was like, it wasn't like an accident, like he was just born without one.
Okay.
And he sounds like John F. Kennedy.
So John F. Kennedy without a nose.
Imagine a world.
Thank you. Yeah. Very easy to do for me. Great. So here is the thing, gang. Now, I'm going to continue with the random generation on this. Okay, this is great. There is a bit of a situation. You guys come in, you greet each other, you're preparing to shoot. You all shoot on like a Sunday morning for the Sunday night's presentation that gives you all the proper time for Horrorford. But right when you guys come in to tape, and right as you're about to start taping, you have a realization that there's a bit of a situation. Because, guys, the seniors pulled another prank.
Oh,
God.
Oh, boy.
Wait, the senior citizens or the children?
I leave that up to you.
Oh, gosh.
So, Rashawn, since you had the first reaction, what is the prank that just got pulled on either your show or the station?
All of the senior citizens, you know how, did anybody ever do this where people either put like a bunch of forks in your yard or like hot dogs stuck in your yard, but it's all of their dentures. They're just scattered around the lawns. It's just
no, I'm going to say, I think rather than lawns, that they scattered their dentures all around the studio set.
Oh, yeah. That's fun. They're scattered all around the set and kind of hidden in fun places. Like if you pick up an empty cup, there's just dry teeth in there. Or you go to get a bagel and there's just
dry teeth in there.
Oh, yeah. These senior citizens in Mystery County they stay young at heart.
They're spry. They're fun. But it's a nuisance. These darn elders.
Okay, great. So now I'm going to go down the list here. So Strawberry Jones, how are you, as you're the camera operator, you're getting ready to shoot another episode of Horrorford, and Scary Gary comes out and says, "Oh, they did it again. They put their teeth all over our set." How are you reacting to that, Strawberry?
I'm so sorry. I didn't know that. I'm sorry, Scary Gary. I know that you don't like to have teeth around, and neither do I.
They remind me of how I lost my nose.
Was it bitten off? You've never told me.
No.
Oh, okay.
I'll be in my trailer. And he just walks over, but there is no trailer. He just goes into the crew bathroom and shuts the door.
Such a diva.
So we'll cut over then to Genesis. How are you handling this massive prank that has been pulled?
I am diligently collecting the teeth. The first pair that I find, I do try on and look at myself in the mirror and think, this makes me look more human. So I'll walk around with the teeth in my mouth, and it's messing with my speech a little bit.
Wait,
but
I need to check in. Makes you look more human?
I am an intelligent AI.
Oh my!
And the first of my kind. And I'm being tested at this public access television station, and I love my job.
Great. Yeah, of course.
I feel emotion as physical sensations.
Oh, God.
What the fuck is this?
That's Genesis, baby. I love every second of this.
Thank you.
Rob Ball, you...
Oh, but wanting to destroy the station was too much.
Look, this Aaron is in addition the sheep, to the baby. Rules, not in replacement of the rules.
Damn, that's true. She got me good.
Yeah, she did. Rob Ball, you're the sidekick weatherman for Horrorford. How are you reacting to the discovery that you guys have been pranked again?
I guess another day we got to push back my retirement party, and I just wheel my own cake back into my dressing room.
No, do you have a dressing room?
Yeah, well, it's a dressing room, and it's a closet. What?
Great. And then finally, Thackeray Twilliams.
Yeah?
The boom operator. How are you reacting to this prank information?
Oh, man. Another classic prank from the seniors.
And now we are going to get into it. You guys are getting ready to shoot the show. You don't have a director, so I'm imagining then as a result...
Don't you?
...that Strawberry, you're probably the one calling the start of the show because you're the camera operator. Before we continue, though... You guys, of course, need to cut to sponsor. So we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Tom Nutt of Tom's Nets, located in historical downtown Haverford between the bookstore and the other bookstore they're turning into a learning annex. Ever since my grandfather opened up Tom's Nets 50 years ago, the name Nutt has become synonymous with Nets, and I am proud to continue that rich Nutt Net tradition. Over three generations of Nuts can't be nuts when it comes to Nets. So come on down to see me, Tom Nutt of Tom's Nets. I'll be waiting for you.
So when you're ready, you can call for us to start out. The opening of it, as you guys have planned, is Rob Ball gives his weather report.
All right, everybody. I forgot what the voice I did. Okay. All right, everybody. Places. It looks like our director is not showing up again. Must have been another sale at the outlet mall, but it's all right. We can get it done.
Now, folks, Strawberry, I'm going to have you... This is going to be our first role. It sounds to me like you're trying to be professional. So this is going to be your first role on television. You're just trying to successfully use your skills at television to get this show made. So you're going to roll a D6. Are you using your camera operator skills in any way to get this show started?
Yeah, I'm taking the camera and kind of like bucking it up and down like when you flash the house lights, like we're starting.
I love it. Yeah. Okay, great. So you get to add a D6. So you'll get to roll 2 D6. Is this involving revenge in any way?
Yeah, I'm gonna frame up Rob Ball in just a really unflattering way, like really focus on his earlobe.
Great. So you get to roll 3d6, and we'll see how successful you are. Your number is a 3, so you are trying to get greater than a 3. So a 3, 4, 5, or 6 is what we're looking for.
Okay, I rolled 2 3s and a 6.
Wow. Okay. So that's 3 successes, and that is 2 programming notes that you get.
Oh.
So you can hang on to those. They allow you to, again, erase the last 7 seconds of tape, declare that you have something in your pocket or on hand, or ask a question from me or somebody else and get a completely honest answer. But you do what you want and you get something extra. So here is, I think, as it happens, as you are doing that and getting everybody organized, the show is getting ready, you're counting down, and you get a text in your pocket, in your Razor phone, and Strawberry, you get to deliver the bad news to Rob Ball that Scary Gary is refusing to tape today's episode because of the teeth. So Rob is going to have to be the host.
Hey, Robbie, can I pull you aside for a moment?
Oh, I hope it's not a surprise.
Well, I know you love surprises, Rob. You've been with the show for a long time, and you know you've been a sidekick, but today is your day. You are front and center, my guy.
No, that's not in my contract. And I pull out like a small coffee stained napkin that said, "Rob does what Rob wants."
Are you trying to convince Strawberry that this is binding?
Yep.
Okay, great. I think this is a television role for you as well then, because you're trying to be impressive. I don't know how successful it's going to be.
I think the dice are going to tell you it's impressive.
So is this incorporating your role as talent?
Yes.
Cool. And is this incorporating your desire to retire early?
I think no.
I think not as well. So you get to roll 2d6.
All right. 6 and a 1, so a 7.
Okay, we don't add them, just keep them separate. So you get one success. So you do convince Strawberry that you do not need to do it because you're in your contract, but there is going to be a complication, and the complication is just so somebody else is going to need to host the show.
Oh,
because Rob is refusing to do it.
You know, who was just saying to me over at Craft Services that they would love some more responsibility is, I'm sorry, Genipus?
Genipus. Genipus was the PA from a couple years ago. Genesis is the one you're thinking of. I mean, yeah, sure, it's
that little human
no,
child.
It's no skin off my dick. we just gotta start the show. It's a flat rate for me, regardless. Hey, Genesis.
Yes. Hello.
We need you to be the host, okay? So go ahead and get a mic on and sit behind the desk.
Get a mic on and sit behind the desk. Absolutely. So I go and get Mike from the high school and put him on my lap, sit at the desk. It takes me very quick because I'm
Amelia Bedelia.
I was just
going to
say Amelia Bedelia.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm sorry. Did I do something wrong?
I don't think so. You're doing great. Actually, you're really helping me out.
Okay, cool. And he gives like a little hang 10 wave of his fingers.
I do it too.
Great. So yeah, you are there. Strawberry, you see Genesis take up Mike, one of the other production assistants, and go sit at the desk and sits there beaming and looking at you.
All right, you're doing great, Genesis. We're going to count it down, and we're going to be live in 5, no, 4, no, I, 3. Wait, did I miss something?
No. Thackeray.
Sound speed.
No, Thackeray, I will say. Okay, great. Yeah, continue. So, Rob, you are also mic'd in the more traditional sense. You have the opening. How do you do your weather report?
It's a dark and stormy morning, leading to a dark and stormy afternoon. Hold on to your teeth. Sorry, I just saw teeth.
Yeah, at this point, yeah, you see on the camera is a full set of teeth, just like dangling right in the middle of the teleprompter.
Right, and the prompter is always just like a little slow anyways, so you just guessing what it's going to say.
Yeah. So then as you do that, you then presumably cut over to the host.
And now, without further ado, put your hands together for Genesis.
Cut to camera A. Camera A, go.
Hello. I am sitting here with Mike. My name is Genesis, and welcome to our segment, How to Do the Pranks Without Breaking the Banks.
And Aaron, will you do me a favor and give us what that sounds like to the audience at home since you are not mic'd?
Oh, yeah.
I just realized that you went and got a person named Mike.
So, Thackeray, I'm going to turn to you. Thackeray, oh you are the boom operator. So you presumably have headphones on and are listening and can hear all of this not happening. How are you reacting?
I'm just holding that boom steady.
Thacker, could you get in a little closer? We're getting calls into the show that no one can hear anything.
Yeah. I take a few steps closer, and I lower the boom so that it's definitely visible on camera.
What you're going to do is lay down in your driveway. Don't move. If you can fail to breathe, please fail. And then your loved one will drive up to the driveway and think you have died. It's so, going to be...
Aaron, as you continue on, I would like... You are going to make a television role here because you're definitely trying to be professional and impressive.
Yes.
So you'll get a D6 to roll. Is this incorporating your role as a production assistant?
Yes.
How so? This is a talent position.
Oh, I guess, but I'm doing what I'm told.
Okay, great.
I'm filling in and I'm being part of the team. I'm flexible.
Wonderful. And is this definitely seems like you're trying to prove yourself.
Yes.
So, okay, so you get to roll 3d6.
Okay, I got a 5, a 5, and a 3.
Okay, and what was your call sheet number?
5.
Okay, so that means you get 2 successes and 1 failure because you have to get your call sheet number or higher for a television role. So, great job. That means you get 2 programming notes. And so I would point out for Rashawn, as you're watching all of this and you realize this, you do have a programming note. So you could, if you wanted, erase the last 7 seconds of tape and redo it if you want to try to make up for the fact that she has been unmiked as she's been talking this whole time.
Then I guess I'll do that. It was like that. What's that thing that flashes across the screen?
Technical difficulties.
That cuts in for a second. Guys, you got to get it together. And Genesis, I'm so sorry. I should have said specifically, go get a microphone hooked up to your body.
Oh, a microphone. Great.
And I just tell Mike, hey, just go clean up the teeth. Get out of here.
All of them?
Yeah.
Okay, there's a lot more. There's double the amount there was last time.
Well, go get some gloves and one of those grabber things and get to it.
Okay, some of them are moving. And he walks away. So, Genesis, you get mic'd up.
Yep.
And you come back and you go through your segment. Your segment goes off pretty well. I mean, you conduct yourself well. Once you're microphoned up, everything is pretty easy. Thackeray, do you leave the boom in the shot or do you step back now that she's mic'd?
No, I think, because I want to get coverage.
Yeah, of course.
I'll widen the frame so it's not so... I'll include you in the frame, Thatcher, so it feels like it's intentional, not accidental.
Oh, so I'm now visible on camera?
Yes, sir.
How are you reacting to that, Thackeray?
I'm trying to inch my way off of the frame.
Okay, great. Are you trying to do this quickly, or are you trying to do this without drawing any notice?
I'm gonna do a very casual electric slide shuffle step out of frame.
That to me seems like you're trying to be a little impressive. So this is gonna be a television role.
Okay, sweet.
And you have a 2,
I have
right?
A 2.
Yeah.
So
is this, and so you get 1d6. Are you using your role as a boom operator to achieve what you're aiming here?
I mean, it's affecting the way I shuffle, but I don't know that I'm really using it.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's up to you. Yeah. I don't know if you learned the shuffle in boom operating school.
I got a 4.
Well, first off, also, is this incorporating your desire to get college credit?
Oh, yeah. I know, if I don't get this coverage, they're not going to fill my hours out correct on my little sheet.
Great. So you do get to roll 2d6 then.
Okay. I got a 4 and a 1.
Okay. So the 4 succeeds. So you get 1 success. So you do squeak by, but there's a complication. You do successfully shuffle out of frame, but you step on a full set of dentures and you go down hard.
Ooh.
What complication or cost comes as a result of that?
My leg breaks.
Oh, my Lord.
Jesus. Audibly. And I grimace and I hold my leg and I go, ooh. And then I put my hand up to my headphones and I kind of like mouth to Genesis, like, we caught that on tape.
So yeah, there's just a and like just snaps.
It just snaps. There's it doesn't like poke through my skin or anything, but it's like a visible. Like it's, you know, the leg is all bent wrong.
Ow, my stomach hurts.
Rob.
I'm experiencing a conflict between my programming for medical attention, which I contain, but I am programmed to be an excellent PA, which would necessitate me not leaving this seat right now.
Rob, ouch. You gotta help out. Come on, we're flailing up there.
Rob already has his coat on, hoping he would be the one to take him to the hospital. So I guess he's just going to go on in his winter coat.
Wait, so you're going to go on in terms of like taking over the boom operating?
I guess.
Is that what you mean?
No.
What? I'm sorry. No, maybe I misunderstood.
I need these credits, man.
I'll stand over here if in case I'm needed. And I'm over at Craft Services.
Hey. Throw me a cheese cube.
Genesis, are you using any of your programming notes in this moment?
Yes. So I have two. So I want to use one. Let's see. Let me make sure I'm using them correctly.
Yeah, so you can either erase the last 7 seconds of tape, declare you have an item on hand to deal with things, or ask a question.
I have a splint. Readily available. It's just a piece of wood that's on the ground, but I know how to use it. So I throw it expertly right where it needs to go along with some gauze.
Great. Yeah, Rob, you see clattering at your feet a splint that Genesis underhands behind the desk to you. What do you do with it? Rob.
What do you do with the splint? Oh, Rob. Oh, I was like, come on, Thackeray.
This could be a great segment. It's the scariest
yeah,
thing
I put
that's
on
ever happened
true.
To us.
But I like face the camera and explain what I'm doing as I do it.
Yeah, I swivel the camera around to watch Rob hook
this
leg
up. This
is
for the younger viewers watching.
Rob, this is going to be a television role for sure. So this obviously is involving your talent. So you'll get 2d6. Is this in any way serving your goal of retiring early?
I feel like if I do poorly enough, I might get to retire early. But if I do well, I can't say that they're going to let me go.
Okay. So you're trying to fail.
I'm trying to make this a little spooky, I think.
Okay. Yeah. So we'll say yes then. So you get to roll 3d6.
Four. You're not going to believe this. 4.
Wow. Since you have a 3, and this is a television skill roll, that's 3 successful rolls, which means you do what you wanted and you get something extra. So you successfully splint him in great detail and great spooky detail. And Strawberry, you get another call on your cell phone and you see that it's the station manager. What's the station manager's name?
Oh, that's Godric.
So Godric is on the phone. And when you pick up, he's like, you got to stop this. We're getting all sorts of complaints. We're getting FCC violations left and right. There's too. That's too spooky.
Okay, I'm about
it's
to
called
set the bones.
Horror Hour.
Everybody
Godric.
Scream!
He's like, no, you got to get him off the air now. Get him off.
All right, I cut back to Genesis and I say, just go to the next segment. Go, just go.
And before you do, let's take another word from our sponsor.
Hi, I'm Tom Nutt of Tom's Nets, located in historical downtown Haverford. Looking for a net for your next fishing and or hunting trip? Then we've got you covered. Gill nets, surrounding nets, seine nets, and trawls. We've got more nets than there are fish in all Lake Mystery, which is a sad predicament we've been facing recently. Hopefully it won't affect next year's Fisherfolk Festival. So come on down to see me, Tom Nutt of Tom's Nets. I'll be waiting for you.
So, Genesis, what do you do?
Oh, I'm not upset. I'm just, sorry. So you're going to hear a noise that is like this. It's just like a processing noise. And then I'm going to go on to the next segment, which is
how to set a snare
versus. It's how to escape a snare.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, great. I thought it was the Goonch versus the Gunch. Okay, great. So I'm going to walk over to the area that I actually set up, which has a snare there. And I'm going to step right into it so that I can show how to get out of it once I'm in it. So I step right into it and it snares me up.
Let's see if you successfully get snared here. You tell me, is this you being like professional or you being enthusiastic?
Enthusiastic.
Okay, so this will be a public access roll.
Yeah.
So you need to roll less than your call sheet. So you definitely get 1d6. Is this incorporating your roll? I guess, yes, it is. It's directly related to it. And is it incorporating your one? Yes, it is. Yeah, so you get to roll 3d6.
Oh, wow. I got a 3, and a 4.
So that is 2 successes and a failure because the 4 is greater than your number.
My number is 5.
Oh, so math-wise, right. You're very lower. Good at public access. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Yeah, you're right. You have 3 successes.
Yeah.
So you do what you want and you get something extra on top of it. What do you want to get extra on top of it?
I want to get a hearty congratulations.
Great. Here's what happens. As you do it, you start the segment, you get pulled up. Strawberry, you look over and the call board is just flashing up with lights. And you see Mike, the other PA, grabbing phones, and he looks over and he's like, they're going nuts for Genesis. Everybody's loving Genesis.
I got Genesis. We're going to take a couple of calls. So just stay inside the snare and we're going to get the questions to you. A caller, you're on the air with Genesis.
And the caller is like, yeah, is that guy with the leg okay? I saw that bone break, and that seems truly horrible. Is he okay?
He's going to be fine. I sent a splint to Rob Balls, and Rob Balls splinted his leg right up.
You're an angel.
Thank you.
You're a hero to the people.
That's so kind.
I'm going to come back later to get my teeth.
That's so kind. They'll be in a bucket.
Thackeray, what are you doing in this moment? Well, Genesis continues on the snare segment. Your leg is successfully splinted on the ground. What are you doing?
I'm doing kind of like that move that dogs do where they drag their butts on the carpet. and I'm using the end of the boom kind of like a gondolier's pole to help with the process. But I'm following the shot, baby. I'm getting this sound.
You're getting it all. Yeah, you're successfully grabbing the sound and everything. I think this is then you being professional. So why don't you go ahead and roll a television skill just to see what takes place here. So this is your roll, your want, and the base. So you get to roll 3d6.
Oh, baby.
Yeah, I went ahead and nailed it.
Nice. 3 successes.
That's correct. A 5, a 4, and a 6.
Great. You are successfully tracking this. You're picking up, honestly, maybe the best audio you've ever picked up. Like, this is this is becoming a portfolio piece.
And I hold my hand up real quick to get everyone's attention. I go, hey.
Yeah.
We're really killing it out here.
And right at that minute. Well, so, A, Thackeray, you get something extra on top of this. What's the extra that you get?
Let's see. I'm going to look at the sheet for inspiration.
Sure. Aww. And it's whatever you want, just like something positive happens for you.
Anything I want. I thought this was like the thing I find in my pocket or whatever.
No, this is just when you have a super success, you get something ooh, extra for nice. You on top of it.
Yeah, my pizza gets here.
That's great. Great.
It's perfect timing.
Yeah, you hear a knock, and what's the name of the pizza place?
It's called
Mystery Calzones.
Mystery Calzones is better than anything I was going to
Mystery Calzones shows up,
And their calzones suck ass, but the pizzas are really good.
Yeah. And you guys see in Strawberry, this is a dark day for you. It becomes really as you see the person who is here delivering the calzone is. So you've had problems with Rob Ball before, but you really ultimately your problems stem from the man you're seeing, which is the delivery person is another person who has a show at the public access TV station. And it is Gene, the puppet king, Pulowski. And he says, oh, so it looks like maybe we're filming some television. Is that what we're doing, Scrappy?
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
And you see like a little sock puppet show up around the pizza. And he's like, maybe you need some help. I bet they need some help, Scrappy.
Yeah, I bet they do.
And he's like, he's setting the calzone down and he's walking towards the set to take over. He's like, I don't see Scary Gary anywhere. Maybe I'll need to do my Scary Gary puppet, huh?
Yeah, do it.
Bye. I can't wait to do the show. And you see him have a Scary Gary puppet on his other hand and he's walking forward.
Gene, just did you ever turn it off? Just clock out one time. So stressful.
So Strawberry, this is the man that made you look bad before. What are you doing in this moment to get revenge?
I have them go to makeup and I want them to cake him over and look just as horrible as possible. No. I want to get rid of the desk entirely. I'm just going to have him stand up there with the two puppet on his hands looking dissolute as possible.
And he's like, no, you can't. I'm a puppet. I need the desk.
No.
But then they'll see my arms.
Yeah,
you and can't see show what the arm coming out of my bottom.
Oh, you shut up, you puppet. Get your name.
I agree. You can't show the arm. It spoils the magic.
Well, you know what, Gene? You are a ventriloquist, and I thought I'd bring in a puppeteer. You know, someone who could really get it done. And that's what I'm going to use my other programming notes is the item on hand is I brought in a puppeteer with like strings. Yes.
Who is the puppeteer?
The puppeteer. Oh, that's Glenda Good.
Oh, Glenda Good. Yeah. Honestly, one of the very first public access TV names in Mystery County. She actually went on to regional success. She works at the Marquette station, like the public station, and has like a very successful kids show.
The Big Show.
The Big Show. And you successfully got her to come back down to do a surprise taping. So Glenda shows up. Hello, I'm here. I'm ready. Oh, Strawberry, it's so good to see you again.
You too. Mwah.
Where do you need me?
Save the day. I need you front and center. You're ready to go. Genesis, you're doing a lovely job there in the snare, but we're going to cut over to Glenda. Is that all right, Jenny? Sis?
Yes.
Genesis, this is the first time you've realized that somebody could shorten your name.
I love it.
So, yeah, Glenda starts the segment 3, the Goonch versus Gunch, Spot the Difference. Rob, how are you participating in this segment?
Glenda is my ex-wife. So I am. Everyone's about to see a different side of Rob Ball, and I am just going to be as helpful as possible.
Oh, honestly, Rob, this sounds to me like a public access role. Then it sounds like you're being enthusiastically helpful.
Yes.
Great. So that is definitely one role. This is related to talent, so that'll be 2d6. And is this related to trying to retire early?
No, I just want to see my kids again.
You children.
So you roll 2d6 and try to
I'm
get less.
I'm not kidding you guys. A 4 and a 4. What is happening?
Wow.
Wow. And you have a 3, right?
Yeah.
So you fail completely.
Oh, there was no other option.
Yeah. So Rob, things get worse. I think, honestly, I think things get worse by you here as you are going in to help. Well, okay, so I trust that you can make things worse for a second. So you go up to help Glenda do this segment. How are you helping?
Yeah, I'm going to bring her all the supplies she needs, but I'm going to fall on the way over. And my shirt's just going to fall off.
And I'm widening the shot just to make sure we get a good... The Glenda, you know, she has a specific shot that she always likes. It's full body. So we see all of this.
Yeah, and I cover up her good side.
And wait, did you say your shirt falls off?
Yeah, my shirt just falls off.
Great. Yeah, like... And it's not like an especially impressive physique that is hidden by your shirt. So,
well, let's just say this. The scariest part of the show is when I take my shoes off.
Your shirt falls off. And I think what we discover is as you turn sort of in shock to look at Glenda, the camera and the viewers at home see that underneath somehow a bunch of dentures are clamped onto your skin.
Yes.
And that you had not yet noticed this. So you just have like a bunch of dentures clamped, like little piranha hanging off of your flesh. And Glenda goes, oh God.
This actually explains a lot.
Genesis, what are you doing in this moment?
Well, it looks like I need to help with the teeth. I know that was a task I was given earlier. So I'm just going to come and start removing them gingerly, but firmly.
Okay, great. Which is more important to you, doing it gingerly or firmly?
Firmly.
Okay, so this seems more like a professional, technical role. So this will be a television role.
Got it.
So you're definitely a production assistant. You're definitely trying to prove yourself. So this will be 3d6.
2, 2, 6.
Okay, so you get one success.
Yeah.
There is a cost to this. The cost is Scary Gary bursts out of the bathroom that he's locked himself in and says, you all are making a mockery of what Scary Gary has made great in this town. Get off of my set, Strawberry, tight on my face. And he's pushing you aside to take over the final segment. He's trying to go into the closing segment.
Oh, I very cleanly let him push me where I need to go.
Okay.
It's fine.
Okay, then before we go into the closing, let's do one more word from our sponsor.
Hi, I'm Tom Nutt of Tom's Nets, TGIF, Thangoonjime Fishing. It's almost the weekend and I have Net Turday Night Fever. That's right, if you show up to Tom's Nets this Saturday, you can exchange your old net for a brand new net with the purchase of another net at equal or greater cost. That's two nets for the price of 1.5. So come on down to see me, Tom Nutt of Tom's Nets. I'll be waiting for you.
Thackeray, how are you responding to your calzone?
Wait, calzone? Ugh.
Oh, you're right. You ordered a pizza from the calzone place.
This is not what I ordered.
Gene is the worst.
Scary Gary is like, tied on my face. Get on. Hey, boom. Over my head now. Come on.
You got it, Scary Gary.
Rob, how are you reacting to Scary Gary taking this moment from you?
I think it's best. And I start writing my own retirement card.
Strawberry, how are you reacting to Scary Gary taking control in this moment?
I'm like rolling my eyes because Scary Gary does this kind of stunt like every couple of weeks just to prove that he's like the king of public access. So, yeah, I'll do a tight on his face, but I know he's a dummy and it's a tap dance and they want to see his feet, but I'll do a tight on your face, Gary, you dumb idiot.
So Scary Gary starts to do the tap. Are the rest of you, what are you doing? Are you just all silently watching him do this tap?
I'm doing what I normally do during his tap dance, which is I have two half coconuts and I am tapping them on a piece of metal to make his tapping sound more interesting.
Great. You're doing that. Rob, what are you doing?
I've just finished signing my children's name on my retirement card. And
oh my God.
I'm just going to kind of tap along off camera because I hate this job, but man, do I love to tap.
Thackeray, what are you doing?
I'm just choking down this calzone.
Yeah, you are. You do. You
it's
have
really bad.
It's so tough.
But you paid for it.
It's crazy,
so you
because like
it.
The pizza's so good, and basically all they did was fold it over.
But they burn it.
It's
weird.
Ugh, and the inside isn't cooked all the way through somehow.
the crust is too thick for a calzone is the problem.
Yeah. It's a real disappointment, but I need the college credit.
You do. So as you guys are all filming this, I think, Rob, you see Glenda looking at Scary Gary, and she looks at you and says, oh, wow. Hey, do you by any chance know is Gary seeing anybody right now?
I crash over Gary.
What do you do?
I'm going to crash into Gary. Okay. Not my wife.
Roll public access. So this is definitely you being authentic. So this definitely does not have anything to do with your role as a talent, unless you have some way to incorporate it.
I don't think there's any talent here. So do 2d6s?
Yeah, I think, does this engage your want to retire early?
I think sure.
Okay, great. Then yeah, 2d6s.
And I guess I'll go wide to catch the action.
A 6 and a 3. You're trying to roll equal or less than your number. You got 1, so that is 1 success. So you squeak by, but there's a complication or cause, which I have to imagine is you tackle Gary and you guys just hear another snap as he stumbles on another set of dentures. And he just starts screaming in pain as he lands hard on the ground. Strawberry, you watch with horror as the sidekick just breaks the leg of the horror host, Scary Gary.
Ooh, we caught that on sound. And I position my boom so we can really get the screaming.
And Strawberry, what are you doing in this moment?
I'm zooming in just on the denture. And to like focus away from the chaos that we just saw, and I guess our theme song plays.
I love it. Roll me. I think this is one more time here. This is you being professional and impressive. So this is going to be a television role. You're definitely using your skills as a camera operator. It doesn't sound to me like you're necessarily trying to get revenge in this moment because you're just trying to do like a professional shot.
I already made Jean look stupid.
Yeah. Oh, so that'll be 2d6.
Okay, 2d6. That's going to be a 5 and a 1.
Okay, and you have a 3.
Mm-hmm.
So the 5 is a success. So you get one success. So you squeak by, but there's a complication or cost. And what I'm going to say is, as all of this happens and you start to zoom in on the teeth, you are doing that, you're zooming in, you're to this tight shot. It's a really nice shot. And then the studio starts to just sort of wobble and wave like ocean currents just through all of the hard, solid matter of the space. And as you guys are all watching, you're watching like the people shift around you as the coherence that was started earlier right before taping has now waved out and hit the television station. And you experience yourself becoming every possible version of yourself. And what is Strawberry Jones's last thought before she just joins Eternal Possibility?
Fuck you, Gene.
And then that episode never airs because the next thing everybody knows, you wake up right where you started at the start of this day, having never transpired. And that's where we'll end. Public access TV.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Thanks so much for listening, Monster Hunters. We hope you enjoyed this peek into Mystery County public access television. If you enjoy listening to our show, please put the word out, tell a friend, give us a review on iTunes. It really helps us. And we look forward to bringing you something completely new and different in season 2. Keep your ears peeled and watch out for the goonch.
Now we got to return all of those teeth to the mouths that they belong to.
Got to get these teeth back.
The history of role-playing games is weird and wild, and we here at System Mastery are determined to look through it all.
Every heartbreaker that drove a man to bankruptcy to see his vision of D&D with really specific armor maintenance rules come to fruition.
Every game where you get increasingly certain as you read it that this is all just one person's weird fetish.
Every system that painstakingly recreates how medieval life was really like, and then also you can cast Fireball.
The System Mastery podcast wallows in the filth of RPG history. Come!
Join us in the muck
at System Mastery.